Ketzad Mevorchim. There's already a Yotzem and a Klal. Tomorrow, normally on a Tuesday, I give a shir at a 12:45 till 2:30. So tomorrow's already a Yotzem and a Klal. So I have to give an earlier shir. Because I have to give a shir at 1 o'clock. So what time is good, earlier shir?
9:15.
They all daven at 9:15? 10:30 is a little more reasonable. 10:30. Okay. So tomorrow is a Yetzim and a Klal Shir is 10:30.
Where does
Rabbi
daven?
Where do I daven? I daven downstairs. Yeah. I daven in the basement. Okay. Ketzim Mevarchim ala Perik. This Perik is going to discuss Bichas HaNenin. Tosis points out Dibam Masra Lefanav Loi Kol Shkein on Laman Hem and Aleph that it's clear from the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph that Bichas HaNenin is only Midirabbanan. It's not a Din Min HaTor. The Gemara had a Havamin over here that it was a Din Min HaTor. Here the bottom Tosis has it. Elas Farhu also Lord. Krod and also Liel as Machta Bialma. But Hagemara Hayesabur Metchila the Limud Gomerhu. The Gemara originally the sugya begins thinking that it's a din deraisa, but it's clear that it's not a din deraisa. It's only a din derabban. It's beferish and Av Chafalov. The both Tosis and say Lefanav Lakolshken Tosis says it, and the Svarahu is also that it's only derabban. The Pnei Yeshua has, the famous Pnei Yeshua on this daf, has an idea that Birchasa, he says, Luli de Mistafina, if he weren't afraid to disagree with all the Rishonim, but he is afraid, so he's not going to disagree. He says, he weren't afraid, he would have disagreed, he would have said that Birchas HaNenin is only, is Menator. Why? Because the Gemara says that it's a Svara. In other Masechtas, we find that whatever is a Svara is a Din Daraisa. Where do you find that whatever is a Svara is a Din Daraisa? So it quotes one marker is in Ksubis. In the second parak in Ksubis, the Gemara speaks about the institution of HaPeshos, HaPeshahiter. So the Gemara first says, learn that from a Pasuk. Then the Gemara says, what do you need a Pasuk? It's a Svara. HaPeshos, HaPeshahiter is a Svara. So that's a Svara that works on a level of Daraisa. And the same thing the Gemara in Bava Kama says at one point that HaMoitzim HaChaver, all of Araya, is a Svara. So the Gemara assumes that it's a Din Daraisa. The Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara says that's only a havamin in the Gemara that it's a svar. Once you get to the real maskana, it's also a gzeres hakosav. It's not a svar because it applies even in cases where the svar is not so compelling. So here Tyson says that even though the Gemara says it's a svar, it's not that klip in Yeshua. In Yeshua's sense, since the Gemara says svar, it's a din deraisa, Tyson says, no, it's only a svar on a level of the Rabban. It's not a svar deraisa. On a level of the Rabbanan. The Gemara in many places has a Lashon, Ibayisei Mikro, Ibayisei Mesvara. If you want, you can say a Svar, if you want, you can say it's a Pasuk. And Tosfos, so whenever it says that in the Lashon of Gemara, Ibayisei Mikro, Ibayisei Mesvara, so they always print on the margin, Ayin Tosfos Shavuos, in the beginning of the third parak in Shavuos, Tosfos has a Kasha, how can you say Ibayisei Mikro, Ibayisei Mesvara? If it's a Svar, then you don't need a Pasuk. So Tosfos answers that obviously the Svar is not so compelling. If it's a very compelling svara, then you don't need a pasuk. If the svara, if there's room to dingzach, then you need a beferish a pasuk. A lot of times there's room to dingzach. The Rambam has in the Moran Nebuchim proofs for the existence of God. Rav Sadi Gaon also has proofs for the existence of God. So then Rav Sadi Gaon asked the kashan and munus v'deyos. So why did Baruch Shalom have to make a gilui shchina at Maimon HaSinai? If you can prove logically that God exists, so we would have known on our own. So he says, because there's room to dingzach. Because there's so many apikurs for dingzach. They don't believe that God exists. The Baruch Shalom wanted everybody to know there's no room to dingzach. So he revealed himself. He made a gilui shchina. So there's nothing to dingzach. Anyway, but over here, this svara is not so compelling. So that's the perek is going to discuss Birchas HaNen. Fine. Ketzim Mevarchim ala Peris. How do you say bracha? So the premise of the Mishnah is, the premise of the whole parak is that you need pirut in brachas. This is the Gemara Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara Mem Amud Aleph, you have narrow lines, you have wider lines, and you have the very wide lines. So by the wide lines, before it becomes very wide, The Gemara is discussing the machloikas in the Mishnah. Do you say bar pihu adoma on all vegetables that grow from the ground? Or maybe you recite bar minei deshoim on some of the vegetables. And the Mishnah says if you're eating yurakas, if you're eating green vegetables, you say bar minei deshoim. Rabbi Yehuda says you say bar minei deshoim. So the Gemara says, what's the issue? Why shouldn't you say bar pihu adoma on all vegetables? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk. My time in the Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah say that if you're eating green vegetables, then you say bar minei deshoim? If you eat potatoes, you say bar pihu adoma. Why is it a difference? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem yom yom. Sounds like you only recite brachas in the daytime. How can it be? Well, it doesn't mean baruch Hashem yom yom. We should only say brachas in the daytime. You need pirut. If it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, we should have pirut in the davening. Hachanami here too. You need pirut. So the Chachamim also agreed to that. Everybody agrees you need pirut. You don't just say Sha'akal Ne'ibidvar. But the Yevid, the Mishnah is going to say later in the Perk. If you say Sha'akal on anything, you're Yotze even on Pasan on Yain. That's a Mishnah on Mem Amad Aleph Taka, right after that Gemara. That's the Mishnah Mem Amad Aleph, the last line in that Mishnah. Al Kula Mem Amad Shakal Nibet Dvora Yotza. And the Gemara has a Machlekes on Mem Amad Beis. What about Pasan Yain? Maybe Pasan Yain, that's on the top, on the fourth line from the top. Itmarapun Amachutz Menah Pasan Menah Yain. Pasan Yain, they need a special super duper bracha. We say Shakal Yain, yes, Rabbi Yechanan, I feel the Pasan Yain. And we Pasan like Rabbi Yechanan. That afilu pas v'yayin also shahakol is good. So if you have it, shahakol is good. So what do you need? L'chadchila, bar pi adoma, bar pi hoitzim, bar mini mizaynus, someone in bar pri hagofen. Why do you need somebody broken? The answer is, brachem beforetis, baruch Hashem yom yom, b'chol min v'min tenlo. Machleg zabiyud in the Rabbanan is, on green vegetables, you have to say, you don't say a separate bracha on potatoes and a separate bracha on carrots and a separate bracha on beans. Every vegetable, you say a different bracha. Say bar pi adoma on all the vegetables. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have a further pirut on green vegetables, you say bar minei deshoim. The Chachamim say it's enough of a pirut if you say bar pi adoma on all the vegetables that grow from the ground. But they all agree that you need pirut. Just machlokes is the details. So the Mishnah asks, Al-Peres v'ilun ho'ayim ha-bari pri ha-eitz. On all fruits that grow on a tree, say bar pri ha-eitz. Chutz men ha-yayin shal ha-yayin ho'ayim ha-bari pri ha-gofen. Why is that an exception to the rule? Wine is not, for the Mishnah it's clear. If not for the fact that they instituted a special super-duper bracha on wine, bari pri ha-gofen, we would have said bari pri ha-eitz. Why would you say bar pi'etz on wine, but it's not the grapes? If you eat a grape, you say bar pi'etz. So the Mishnah is based on the assumption, the Gemara later on, Lamed Ches Amad Aleph, quotes a Mishnah from Trumas. Take a look around 10 lines from the top. Lamed Ches Amad Aleph. There's a Mishnah in Trumas. And then the Tesvis on Lamed Ches Amad Aleph, Hay Duvsho, also quotes a Mishnah in Trumas. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Tosafot quotes Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And Tosafot quotes Perek Yud Aleph and Trumas, Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah is there, have a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Whenever there's machlekes Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, the Gemara says, we rarely paskan like Reb Lezer Shamutihu. He was from the Beis Shammai. So we usually do not accept his opinions. We rarely paskan like him. So here we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua against Reb Lezer. What's the machlokes? But the mashkim hayotzim from all of the peiros is dinim kepri or not. So we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. The mashkim hayotzim and azeisim and anovim is dinim kepri. That wine that comes from the anovim, from the grapes, and olive oil that comes from the zeisim, that's considered a pri. Even though it's in a liquid form, that's considered a pri, but the juice from all the other fruits is not considered a pri. The Gemara calls it zeh bi'alma. It's a different thing. It's the juice that comes from the pri. So you can't say bari pri ha'etz. If you have orange juice, according to the Gemara, you can't say bari pri ha'etz. At least in the days of the Gemara, you can't say bari pri ha'etz. It would make sense to say bari pri ha'etz and I'm asking my yetzim and azeisim and minhu anovim. So that's what the Mishnah says, that yayin is an exception to the rule. Al peris ilon and all fruits that grow on a tree say berperates, except for including mashkem ayetzim and azeisim and anovim should have been berperates. But yayin is an exception to the rule. Special reason the Gemara is going to be on Amid Beis. So you say bari pri hagofim, but mikra din the bracha should have been bari pri hoyts. The Gemara is going to say that mashkem ayesim and azesim doesn't have a special bracha, so the bracha will be bari pri hoyts, because we paskan like Rabbi Shua. Mashkem ayesim and azesim and anavim are the two peiros that the mashkem ayesim have the din of a pri. When you bring bikurim, you have to say hinei vesis reishis pri hadoma. So if you made wine out of it, or you made olive oil out of it, so you can say in any basis, Reshis Pri Hadama. It's still considered a pri. We pass on like Rabbi Shua. But if you have the other minim, what are the other minim? Bikurim you bring from the Shivas HaMinim. So let's say tomorrow you have dates. Tomorrow are dates. So let's say you'll take Dvash Tamarim. Dvash Tamarim. So you cannot bring Dvash Tamarim as Bikurim, because you have to say in any basis, Reshis Pri Hadama. You have to bring it as a pri, and the mashkem ayotzim from the other peiros is not dinim kepri. That's the way we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Leizer. That's when the Gemara quotes 10 lines from the top on lamet chesem at aleph, and the Tosfos there quotes the next Mishnah. That's what it says. That's a question in the Rishonim. Manish tana zeis and manovim. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that they're different from everything else? So the Rishonim have a machlokes, and the Achrayim have a machlokes at a paskin. So the Chayyadam writes in his sefer, it's going to be relevant for a lot of dinim. We're going to learn the perek, it's relevant for a few dinim. So the Chayyadam writes in his sefer that Zeisim and Anovim are exceptions to the rule because the Pasuk singles out wine and olive oil. And the Chazanish thinks that we should pasuk like the other Rishonim, that it's not because the Psukim single out Yayin and Shemizayas, but rather because not the Adaita Dahachi. Normally grapes are planted in order to make wine out of it. Normally olives are planted in order to make olive oil. Tropicana is such a multi-billion-dollar industry, so they plant special, they're different kinds of oranges, the juice oranges and the eating oranges. So the juice oranges were clearly planted Adaita Dahachi, and they were careful to plant Dafka oranges that you get the maximum amount of juice from it. There are different kinds of juice oranges. A Tropicana wants to make the maximum money they can make. Everyone wants to make the maximum money they can make. So they plant Dafke Adaita Dahachi. So the Chazanish thinks we should paskin like that. Whenever they planted Adaita Dahachi, then the bracha, then it'll be Dinam Kipri. So Lav Dafke Zeisim Anovim. Whenever it's not the Adaita Dahachi, it's Dinam Kipri.
And I thought the Chazanish, I don't know if he rejects that, but I thought he says you don't need that anyway. By oranges, he says that they're fundamentally physically different. That the juice of the orange is the pre itself. Meaning, when you take an apple and make apple juice, so you squeeze an apple and there's water and there's moisture in the apple, and the moisture has absorbed sugars from the apple, so you have orange juice, which is water with sugar from the apple in it. That's what they have alma. The orange juice, if you poke a hole in an orange, juice drips out because the fruit of the citrus fruit of an orange is a capsule that holds the liquid. The liquid's really the ichor of the fruit.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what the Gemara Tosfos there calls that wine and oil are a gurum besilcho of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he says that.
I don't think. I think the Chazanish says it on apple juice also. I think he says that if Matz makes apple juice, and they plant the apples specially in order to make apple juice, those going to be bar pihates. I think he holds it by all of these things. If not the Adaita Dahachi, so even in the liquid form, it has the din of a pri. I think so. We're going to take a look. So that's what you see from the Mishnah, that grape juice should have really been bari pri ha'etz, but it's an exception to the rule because it has a fancier bracha. Yeah, what if, let's say, b'di'evit, if he said bari pri ha'etz on grape juice? So the Pashtus and the Mishnah should be b'di'evit, you would be yotze. If he said sha'akol, that was the machloikis. Amem amid beis, machloikis amaroim. The Mishnah says, al kulam imam ha'shakol nibidvara yotze. So the Gemara mem amid beis, on the fourth line from the top, and amachleks, rapuna, rabbi yechanan. We pass la rabbi yechanan. Afilu pas v'yayin. There's also b'di'evit, if he said sha'akol, you'd be yotze. So the same thing should be Bari Pri Huayt. So we said Bari Pri Huayt, you should be Yotze. So we had a Taisus in the first Perek, on Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Taisus assumed that of a Poshet, that if you say Bari Pri Huayt on wine, that you're not Yotze. So Rabbi Kebeger has, and the Gilyan Ashas, he says it does make any sense. Because the simple reading of the Mishnah, our Mishnah implies that the bracha should have been Bari Pri Huayt, and it's an exception to the rule because it has a fancier bracha. But B'di'evit, if he said Shachal is good, so B'di'evit he said Bar Peretz, it should also be good. And he quotes it to Machlekes Achreinim. There are Achreinim who disagree with Tosfos, and he thinks the din should have been that B'di'evit it is good. That's a long Gilyan Ashas on Yud Beis Amar Aleph. What about olive oil? Olive oil is the other exception to the rule. Zeis Manom. So the Gemara Taka says on the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that here, the last seven lines, it's a Gufam Rabbi Yonah Mashmol, Chen Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yechanan, Shem Mezayis Mevorach Mola Bari Pri Hoitz, because Amashk Mayotz Men Azayis Mananovim have the din of a priest, they can say Bari Pri Hoitz. So Gemara says, what do you mean? You take a bottle of olive oil and you drink and you say Bari Pri Hoitz, it doesn't make any sense. For Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case? Ileim, or if you should say, the Koshosu Lei, he's drinking a bottle of olive oil like this, and Gemara says it does make sense. Izuke mazikle. It's not healthy. So therefore what? It's not normal. So therefore what? So there's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean? So the Rambam says, Izuke mazikle, whenever you eat something, shaluk ederuch achilosai, the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. It does make sense to say, Bari priho eats, if you're drinking a true, it is a pre, the liquid form has a din of a pre, but it's not normal to drink it like that because it's unhealthy, azuki mazikle. So therefore the Ramahos, the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Whenever you eat or drink something, shalukaderach achilos, the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. And Rashi learns you don't say a bracha at all. Rashi learns whenever azuki mazik, you don't say a bracha at all. Rashi on Laman Hamid base. So that's going to be a problem because the Gemara says on the next daf, When the lines start to become wide, on the third wide line, on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Gemara says if you eat kimcha desairi, if you take barley grain and you grind it up and you make flour, so you have barley flour. does it make sense to say a bracha? So the Gemara said the bracha is shahakol. Gemara said, one might have thought, toil because of the kukiani, it's very unhealthy. Lo de baruch alei klal, you shouldn't say a bracha at all. Kamash malan, even though it's unhealthy, kevin disle hanomine, boy bruchi, do say a bracha. So that Gemara is in contradiction to Rashi. Rashi says over here, ozuke mazik, Rashi is about 15 lines from the bottom of the Rashi's on Lamed Hamed base. Ozuke mazik, legufe vein zu achidu shetuna bracha. People don't enjoy it like that, it's unhealthy. So Rashi says, whenever you eat some food that's azuki mazikle, you don't say a bracha at all, that's the havamin of the Gemara. And then the Gemara comes to Maskani, do say a bracha. So we have to figure out, how's Rashi going to deal with this Gemara? According to the Rambam, is nicha, the bracha is knocked down. Instead of saying, Bari Pri Hadoma, if you eat barley grains, you say Bari Pri Hadoma. But if you grind it up, and you eat and you eat the flour, the barley flour, that's not normal. So the bracha will be knocked down to be shahakol. Okay? And over here also, if you take a bottle of olive oil, ozuke mazikle, it's not normal, so the bracha is knocked down. Whenever you eat something, shlokadaruch achilose, the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Gemara has a sotik in Masechah Soita, when a husband is choshed his wife that she's having an affair with someone else, and he warns her, altistri and nishplaini, and then she does kino istira. Kino means a wonder. Altistri and mishplani. Then stira, she spent time with that person. They violated yichud. So the din is that the husband is not allowed to live with his wife until he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. She has to drink the Maim HaMarim. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if she drinks the Maim HaMarim through a straw? Derech Shmaferes Mahu. Is that called shtia kedarko or shalo kedark? Maybe Zman is that for sure it's kedarko. I don't know, but in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, they had a suffix. If you drink through a straw, is that called shtia kedarko or not? So in Europe, they used to have a shaila. The only time that everybody drank through a straw was when you used to drink mineral water. So you used to drink it through a straw. I don't know why. That was the minhag. Maybe because it tasted funny. I don't know. So they had a shaila whether you say a bracha or not. What's the shaila? They say a bracha. The maximum the bracha is going to be a shahakal. It's water. So even if it's something that normally you shouldn't drink through a straw, and you drink it through a straw, it's called shaluk derech achilosai, so the bracha is knocked down to a shahakal. We never had a habamina that it's going to be anything different from shahakal to begin with. So what was the whole... So a lot of the gedolim in Europe, they used to be machmer, when they drank mineral water, so they would say shahakal drink, take a little sip directly from the cup, and then they drink the rest with a straw. Why did they think if you're going to drink it with a straw, you don't say a bracha at all? Why? Shaluk derech achilos. And the most agree, shaluk derech achilos. Shaluk derech achilos. So the bracha is knocked down to shahakal. So let's see again. So the Mishnah has, the premise is that there is a Birchas Hanenin, and Tosfos shows Birchas Hanenin is only with the Rabbanan, even though the Gemara comes to the Maskana Svarahu, not every Svara is so compelling. This Svara is only an Asmachta, it's a Svara with the Rabbanan. It's not a Svara on the level of the Rice. And you need Pirut in the Brachas, and Zemachalik Zerbiut in the Chachamim. To what extent do you need pirut? You say all vegetables are ho'adoma, or do you distinguish within the vegetables gufa? You say on someone you say barimini dushoim. It's interesting. They quote from the Vilna Gaon al hayirakas oimer barimini dushoim. Why does it change? You should say al hayirakas on green vegetables. You say barimini yirakas, or should say al dushoim oimer barimini dushoim. Why does it start off? You're eating yirakas. Yirakas means green vegetables. You say, Bari Mini Dushan, what is this switch? So they say from the Vilna Gaon that Tache Ho'eretz Desha, that's in Biblical Hebrew. Yerokas is in Mishnaic Hebrew. So the Mishnah is written in Mishnaic Hebrew. If you're eating Yerokas, Yerokas means you're eating green vegetables. But Brachas should be, Brachas and Tefillah should be in Biblical Hebrew. That's the premise of the Sefer Abu Dram. That all Tefillahs and all Brachas should be in Biblical Hebrew. The whole Sefer Abu Dram, he goes through the Siddur from cover to cover, and he shows you the Mokar and Tanakh for every line in the Bracha, every line in the Tefillah. We're the Mokar. So the premise of the whole Sefer, and there are other Svarim also from that, Ibn Yarchi, other Svarim from the days of the Rishonim, that are written all on that premise. The premise is that all Brachas and all Tefillah should be in Biblical Hebrew. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. You can see from the Mishnah like that. That's why it says, Al HaYirokas, or I'm a Barimini Dushon. Yerokas is Mishnaic Hebrew, and Barabin and Dushan is Biblical Hebrew. And the Netziv is not happy with the whole premise. The Netziv slugs up the whole Sefer Abu Dram.
Where it says calling Yerek Esev Ochla, it's also Pasuk Mitzvah.
Yes. I don't know. But the... I don't know. But in the days of the Mishnah, the popular expression was Yerokas as opposed to Dishoim. They never used Dishoim. You never have Dishoim in the Mishnah. In the Biblical Hebrew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Boirei Mine, by the Bria, in Bereishis, talks about the Bria, so by the description of the Bria, it says, Tache Heretz Desha. The Magen Avraham writes on Pesach night, by the Seder, so you have, for Karpas, you're supposed to have Yerokas. So the Magen Avraham says it should be a green vegetable. Some people take potatoes. Some people take bananas. One rabbi wanted the Balabatim to know that bananas are Bar Pi Hadama, Machlokes, but the bananas are Bar Pi Hadama, Bar Pi Hait. So he wanted to advertise it. So he had people over to his seder, and he dipped in a banana in salt water, and he said Bar Pi Hadama on the banana. Very nice, okay, even if you hold bananas the Bar Pi Hadama, but it's not Yerokas. Yerokas, the Magen Avraham says Yerokas has a connotation of green vegetables. Not anything that you say Bar Pi Hadama. Yeah, where's the Gemara? Where's the Gemara?
It's talking about all vegetables. It's not only talking about green vegetables.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Why did the Tanoim assume that Desha has the connotation of Dafke, the green vegetables? I don't know. Yeah, what bracha we say We say bari min mizaynus. We only say bari min. It's very strange. Bari min mizaynus never appears in the Mishnah. It never appears in Brisos either. Just Rabbi Shmuel came up with that. How come it's different? I don't know. How come is that? Amotzi lechman or it's a Mishnayis, but bari min mizaynus, the bracha that never appears in the Mishnah, the Brisos. So Rabbi Shmuel have that din. If you eat, eating more quotes. Rabbi Shmuel da amri. That's on Lamed Hey on the base, about 15 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Shmuel, so the Gemara is bothered with a kasha that there's a Mishnah in the Dorim. The Mishnah in the Dorim says, "Well, Tanan, Anoyder Min Hamazon Muta B'Mayim Uve Melach." That person takes a neder, he's not going to eat mazon. That's what it sounds like. So it says, "Is muta b'mayim uve melach." V'havina bom, we ask Akasha. You have it about 15 lines from the bottom of Laman Hamid base. V'havina bom, we had a havaya. Havaya is Akasha. Mayim uve melach udalo ikri mazon. Only water and salt you're allowed to eat. Okol mili, all other foods, ikri mazon. So he took a net and not to eat mazon. So all food is included, with the two exceptions of water and mazon. So Gemara says, "Name, or should I say that Mishnah name it to Evit Yufta the Rabbi Shmuel Damehem Rachem Bari Min Mizan Sela the Chameshes Haminim Belvad." So what's exactly the kasha? The kasha is. They see from the Mishnah that the rule is bin adam halacha chalosh bin adam. So the Gemara is asking Akasha if in loshem bin adam the word mazon includes all food with the two exceptions of mayim umelach. Oh, those are the only two things not included. So why did Rabbi Shmuel say you always say bari min mizaynos an chameishes min adogon? You should say bari min mizaynos on all food. What's the kasha? If the Avodram is right, that's what the Netziv times. If the Avodram is right, that brachas, like the Vilna Gaon said, that brachas have to be in Biblical Hebrew. So in Biblical Hebrew, maybe mazon only refers to chameshes minei dogam. But in Lashem Yodam is not the same. Lashem Yodam, everything is included with the exception of Maimu mazon, Maimu melech. So why did the Gemara even consider it a kasha in the first place? So the Netziv claims in his commentary on the Shulta, the Netziv in the Gemara's Kasha, against the whole Sefer Avodram. The whole premise is incorrect, that brachas can be in Loshem Bnei Adam also. There's no such requirement. From the fact that Gemara asked the Kasha, they didn't give a simple answer. They didn't even negotiate on the Kasha. You see that there is no such assumption. Yes, but it's usually assumed not like that. Usually assumed not like the Netziv. It's assumed like the Avodram. So what does the Gemara answer? The Omer Avuna Baim Kol Azon Alai. If you say Mazon, so Mazon only applies to Chameshes Min Yedogan. If you say Kol Hazan Alai, whatever gives nourishment, so that includes all food with the exception of Mayim and Melech. Mayim and Melech don't have any calories, I don't know. Doesn't give any nourishment. So that was the Gemara's answer. The Gemara didn't answer Loshen Torah Lechud V'Loshen Bnei Adam Lechud. That's a question. But let's say about a Taina, that the Gemara didn't bring up that distinction. But we usually do assume like that. We usually assume like the premise of the Avodram, that the brachas and the tefillah have to be in a Biblical Hebrew.
Aren't there a lot of cases, we should talk about a few places in the Dharam where exactly what the rule is when the Dharam is Halakha Kalashim Bnei Adam or when it's Halakha Kalashim Torah, right? It's not the general rule that Dharam Halakha Kalashim Bnei Adam isn't always followed, right? There are tosos about this when we choose to give away Lashim Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam based on an Eder.
I don't know. the Gemara has a lot in the middle of the Nedarim. The Gemara has a lot of dinim, what's included, what's not included. So the Miri repeats on it, and it's all quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Miri repeats on every Gemara. That's Ba'osa Mokam and Ba'osa Zman. These dinim in the middle 15th lot in the middle of the Nedarim, the boring part of the Nedarim. When it tells you what is included, what's not included, so he says, that's if you lived in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Tanaim, that's what the expression includes. Bizman is that people speak a different Hebrew. Modern Hebrew is totally different from the Hebrew in the days of the Gemara. So the Dinim and the Gemara don't apply anymore. What's Tiroshim? What the words mean? Everything is different, Bizman is that. I thought a bit in Dorm, that is the Klal. Sometimes Loshon Meriodim corresponds to Loshon HaTorah. Okay, but very often it does not correspond. I don't know. I thought that is the klal. B'nedorim halacha halosh m'neyodim. So Nachamo. So it's a takana derabbanan. But the Gemara thought as a havamina. A Gemara ha'yisov ha'metchila delima gomahu. That's the last line in the Tosfos on the bottom. The havamina of the Gemara in the beginning was that it's a real din there, right? And they thought they're going to learn it out from a post. They say mino hanemili. How do you know from Chumash that you're obligated to recite birchas hananin the Tana Rabbanan kodesh ilulam l'Hashem? Where does it say that? Parshas Kedoshim. What does it say there? Kisavoy al ha'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and a titan called Eitz Michael, and you plant a tree that has a fruit that's edible. So the first 3 years, a lot of times nothing will grow. But if anything, any fruits grow the first 3 years, it's an Iser Orlo. Orlo is asa b'achila, asa b'ano, and it's ton sreifa, you're supposed to burn it. That's a mission at the end of Temura. All the Yisuri Hanor are divided into two categories. There are the Gborim and there are the Srafim. Some of them have to be burnt, and some of them have to just be disposed of. You throw it in the garbage. Chometz is a machlekes, whether chometz, ain bir chometz al b'sreif, or hash b'sasa b'chol dover. Taisis is not sure how we should paskin. Taisis has a shayla how we should paskin. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain bir chometz al b'sreif, and the chachamim say hash b'sasa b'chol dover. But Orlo and Kloy HaKerem Amin HaNisrafim, he's supposed to burn it. So it says in the Chumash that if peris grow the first 3 years, they're also b'achila b'hanoah. Then the fourth year called Piriya Kodesh Ilulam L'Hashem. What does that mean, Kodesh Ilulam L'Hashem? It's very unclear what you do with it. So you have to bring it, there's a Gzeir B'Shabbat Kodesh Kodesh Mi Maisa Sheni. It says that you have to bring Maisa Sheni Ti B'Shan Achalto Shalom Afnei Hashem Alakecha. You have to eat in Yerushalayim Maisa Sheni. So here it says Kodesh, and there it says Uchal Maisa Rats Mezarat Mepriheitz Kodesh Lashem. So it's Gzereshavet Kodesh Kodesh. So just like Maisa Sheni Mitzvasa Lahiachal B'Yerushalayim, so Netarivai, whatever grows the fourth year also, is supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, and then the Pasuk describes it Kodesh Ilulam Lashem. You should eat in Yerushalayim. You should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in connection with eating the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. What do you mean you praise? Hilulim. You say twice praise. A bracha b'shayna and a bracha achrayna. You say a bracha before and a bracha after. This is by the Netar Revai. The parents that grow the fourth year. Then the fifth year, Hashanah Hamish is here called Pir. The fifth year, there are no restrictions at all. It's Mutta Bachila, Mutta Banoah. And you don't have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You eat it wherever you want. So the Braisa, the Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa learns that either a real drashi gemura or an asmachta. Tosfos says at the end of the maskana, we're going to come to the realization it's only an asmachta. What do you mean kodesh ilulam l'Hashem? Double hallel malam shetuna bracha lefneim ulachrem. You need a bracha v'shayna and a bracha achrem. V'kana amar Rabbi Akiva osalam shiitim klum kodesh ivarch. You always have to say brachas anena before and after. Sure. So that's the mocker for the institution of Birchas Hanan and before Nift. So the Gemara asks, "By Kodesh Ilulam L'Hachi Yudrasa, is that what it teaches me, that you have to say Bracha before and after eating food? I'm a Baile, but I need it. The two Hilulims tell me two different dinim. Chad, one Halel, Chad Yom Rachmana Achle Bahadar Achle. We darshan the word Halel, Hilulim, as if it were written with a ches. How can you switch a hey with a ches? So that's what Rabbi Kivega refers you to, a passage in the Yerushalmi, that the hey and the ches are so similar. The Gemara Menachos says, by us, the hey, the left leg on the hey is not touching the top bar of the hay. But in the days of the Gemara, it used to touch. It was a very thin line. How would you tell the difference between a hay and a ches? A ches had a thick line connecting the left leg, and a hay had a very thin line connecting. We don't have any line. By us, it doesn't connect at all. The left leg is suspended in midair. But in the days of the Gemara, it looked a bit more similar to a ches than by us. So that's what the Rishalmi says, that sometimes we darshan a hay as if it's a ches. The amnim the rabbanon ben hay leches. Sometimes we'll darshan a hay as if it were written a ches. Sometimes a ches as if it were written a hay. Here it says hilulim, so we read it as if it were written chilulim, to be mechalel, to be poida, the neter revai. So we establish from one word, halel, chalel, that neter revai lends itself to pinyon. The idach, but it says hilulim in the plural. The idach and the other halel, taka refers to halel, but it teaches me a different thing. Davah ton shira ton chilo, shira ton shira enaton chilo. What's that? There is a machlokes where the neter revai applies to all trees, or it only applies to kerem, only applies to grapes. The dinan in the fourth year, you have to eat the peris in Yerushalayim, and if you don't want to, you have to be paid there. So that's a machlokes whether that applies to all trees, kiswoilis and a titan kolaitz machal. The simple reading of the pasuk is that the din of orlo, the pears that grow the first 3 years, if anything grows, that also bachila and also no, so that applies to all trees. That's the pasuk shot. And the machloekas samaraim is regarding the fourth year. Is it a din of only kerem revai? Is it a din of neter revai? The din of the fourth year only apply if it's a grapevine, or even if it's any tree that gives forth pears. So that's a machlokes. So the Gemara says, the hilulim is two halelim. So one we read it, one we darshan it as if it were written hilulim lachalel to be paida, and the other one we read hilulim lachalel. We only observe the din of neter revai on grapes, because when the grapes you can make wine, and you only say shira. The levim only sing shira in the Beis Hamikdash when they do nisach hayayin. That's what the Gemara says. Ein amim shira ela layayin. When you bring karbonas tibum, when a private person brings a karbon yochan and he has to bring mechasim and his kain kem adubar, so there's no din of shira salvim. The Gemara learns that from psukim, when you have karbonas tibur and you do mechasim and his kain, you bring the yayin lenesach. So while the kohanim, you have to have kohanim to pour the yayin, nisach hayayin. So while the kohanim are pouring the wine, the levim would sing the shira. The Gemara has in the end of Sukkah that every day there was a shir shal yom, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and on Yamim Tovim there was a special shir shal yom, a chol hamoed, special shir shal yom, Rosh Chodesh had a special shir shal yom. So every shir shal yom is divided up into three parts. So the levim or whoever would sing the first part of the shir shal yom, and then they would pause, and then they would play. then they would blow shofar. They would blow chatzaitzus in the middle. Then they would say the second part of the shir shal yom. They would blow again chatzaitzus. Then they would say the third part of the shir shal yom. Then they would blow again chatzaitzus. So they had tkiya trua tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya. They had nine koilos at the time of nisach hayayin. And the same thing when you brought, let's say, on Shabbos, you brought a karban tovin, and then you brought a karban musaf. So when they brought the karban musaf, there was this different shir shal yom for the tamid, and different shir shal yom for the musaf. So the shir shal yom for the musaf was also divided into three parts. And at the end of each part, they would blow chatzaitzus, tkiya trua tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya. They had a lot of tkiyas in the Beis Hamikdash. So and the levim would sing shira at the time the kohen would be doing the nisach hayayin on karbon tzibur. On karbon yochid, there's no shira. On karbon tzibur, there's shira. So that's learned out from this pasuk. Hachadalti is to Rosh HaMasamech Alekim V'Anoshim, that the grapevine is Masamech Elokim, Bameh Masamech Elokim, because you sing Shira when you do Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbech. So here the Pasuk says, the pears that grow in the fourth year, the pears that grow the first 3 years after you plant the tree, that's Orlo. If anything grows, Orlo is Asam Bachil, Asam Banoah. The pears that grow the fourth year, you have to bring to Yerushalayim and eat it b'kedusha v'tahara. So it says that din of the Paris of the fourth year only applies, that's what this Tana is of the Paris, only applies if it's a grapevine. If it's an orange tree, an apple tree, some other kind of tree, so there is a din of Arla that the Paris the first 3 years are Asa Bachil, Asa Bana, but the din of Revai doesn't apply. The din of Revai only applies if it's a grapevine. That's the simple, that's what the Gemara says. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How can you say, Hilulim comes to teach me, you need a bracha before and a bracha after eating the Shivas Aminim, eating any Paris, yeah. So Gemara says, I need it. Chad, one Chilulim tells me that there's an institution of Pidyon, there's such a thing as Pidyon at the Revai. The Idach, the other Hilul, tells you Hilulim, but it tells you only Dabah Haton Shira Ton Chilul. Shenaton Shir Enaton Chilo, that the whole institution of Revai only applies in Kiddurab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, that the whole din of Revai only applies if it's a grapevine. If it's some other kind of a tree, the din of Revai doesn't apply. Pashup Shat is the din of Arla does apply. Din of Arla says, Kisavayel Horetz, and a Titan Kolaitz Michael, but the din of Revai doesn't apply. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Balamur on our Gemara quotes a Rashi in Saito. And he says the Rashi in Saita is very difficult. Where's the Balamor? Perikate says Mavorchim. It's a good taina. How did they know one is a bracha before, one is a bracha after? Maybe they're both before. One is a bichas anen and one is a bichas amitzvah. To eat the net and revai. Yeah, we assume the whole thing is only an asmachta. The bichas amitzvah is only the rabbanon, the bichas anen is only the rabbanon. Yeah, but you're asking even as an asmachta. How did they know to make an asmachta for a bracha before, bracha after? Maybe they're both before. It's a good taina. Here's the Balamor on page 52. In the standard editions, maybe the new editions, as everything is different. So the Balamor says that on all, he says, Orla, Aval Orla, Naheges, Bechol Netia. Orla says, Kisabem has a Titan called Eitz Michael. The whole Machlekes and Nigmar is only on Revai, the Paris in the fourth year. So he says, Velo came Kosav Rabbeinu Shloima b'Masech HaSait. Rashi and And Masech HaSaita learns not so. That's a Rebbe Kivegir, and the Gilyan Hashas refers you, look at that Rashi, and Saita Dachmem Gimel on the base, he says, Tzorchi and Golo. The Rashi is very difficult. Rashi is against the Pasuk of Chumash. This says in the Chumash, the Din of Orla applies, Kisavoy Loras and the Taitim Kolaitz Macha, you plant any kind of a tree. Doesn't say Dafke grapevine. Very difficult. Rashi says, according to the opinion, that Revai only applies if it's grapes, so the din of Arla also only applies if it's grapes. So the Pashtus says it's against the Pasuk and Chumash. Kolaitz Michael. That's a difficult Rashi. The Balamor very often follows Rashi against Tosfos. Here he says not like Rashi. He doesn't agree with the Rashi. Yeah. What's included in a tree? So that's going to be a Machlokes Bishama Misilo on the bottom of Lamed Vav Medalf. What if you plant a bush? And the berries grow on the bush. It doesn't have fruits, the berries grow on the bush. Is a bush also a dinike tree? Or a bush is a dinike vegetable? Maybe it has to be dafke tree, a tall tree. So Bishama, you're of the opinion that a bush is sepukim esafkeluhu. That's the second line from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Bishama sepukim esafkeluhu. They're mesupik with a bush is dinike tree. V'abdi hocha l'chumra v'hocha l'chumra. What's l'chumra in both directions? What's l'chum in both directions? The din of orla only applies if it's a tree. Kisavayel ha'aretz in a titan called it's Michael. So what if you plant a bush? Does it have a din of orla? So b'shamay go l'chumra, and they say maybe it does have a din of a tree. So the din of orla should apply. And then on the other hand, there's a din of kelayim. You have a lot of plant vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. There's a din of kloy hakerem. Kloy hakerem is also bachil, also bahanoa, also to plant it. Karmachal is hizri kelayim. You're not allowed to plant kelayim. And if you did plant it, then it's pentugdash hamalaya azara shatizra. Pentugdash means it becomes Asa b'achila, asa b'anoa, you have to burn it. Or lon kleyakar ma b'sreifa. They're both asa b'achila b'anoa, and you have to burn it. So the din of so there's a din of kloy hakerem. Min haTorah, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Midrabbanan, they introduce it even in Chutz Lartz. Then there's a din of kloy zroim, that you're not allowed to plant any two vegetables together. Kloy zroim also min haTorah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't apply in Chutz Lartz. The Gemara says even midrabbanan, they didn't introduce in the Chutz Lartz. So the Tosis says that the Pashtus and the Psukim. The two psukim, one pasuk says sadchalas izrikelaim, the other pasuk says karmachalas izrikelaim. So Tosa says that they're both awesome and atar. The plant kloy hakerem is awesome and atar. If you did, then it's also banor. And if you plant kloy zraim, it's an isa deraisa. But if you plant a bidiyevet, it'll be mutabachil and mutabanor. Rashi in a few places holds not so. Rashi holds that the whole institution of kloy zraim is only by the rabbanon, unless you do harkova, unless you. Like if you graft the branch from one tree onto another tree, if you grant harkovas ilanas, that's an isa deraisa, even a chutz lartz. The Gemara says the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in the sugya b'nei noach that we paskan that even b'nei noach are forbidden to do that all over the world. To do harkovas ilanas is an isa deraisa even for b'nei noach. The original chumra not to use an esrog hamurkov was because they considered it a mitzvah bo b'avera, because the goyim used to do harkova on the trees. And it brought about a stronger esrog. Esrogim grew better by doing harkova. They used to do harkova on an ilon srak. They used to take an esrog branch and graft it onto a tree that doesn't give any fruit. So it's not that it's a different min. It's an ilon srak, it's not a different min. But it was an isa. It's an isa harkova zilonis. So the original chumre not to use an esrog amurkov was because they considered it a mitzvah babaver. That's the Mogen Avram, yeah. So Harkovas Roim is a suffix in the Gemara. Whether Harkovas Roim is also in Chutz Loretz or not. But Kloiz Roim, Rashi Shita, Kloiz Roim is only mid the Rabbanan. Now it says in the Chumash, Sotcha Lasizikalai. So Rashi, Sotcha means Karmacha, doesn't mean Sotcha. And Tosa disagrees with Rashi, no? There are two Yisurim, there are Rice and Eretz. One is you're not allowed to plant Kloiz Roim, not allowed to plant vegetables too close to each other. One is that you're not allowed to plant grapes, kiloi hakerem. And if you planted the grapes, it'll be even asabano. Asabachilo asabano. If you planted kloi zroim, you didn't have air to plant it, but the food will be mutter. After it grows, it'll be mutter. So what if you have trees that are growing near each other? Is there any isra of kiloim there? So that the Mishnah said, that's hetegom. You can plant an apple tree right next to an orange tree, right next to a pear tree, right next to a grapefruit tree. That's not a problem. Trees, there's no iser of kelaim. So what if you plant a bush near another bush? So if a bush is dinot ki vegetable, if it's only called a tree, if it's a tall tree, so a bush is dinot ki vegetable, then it'll be an iser kelaim to plant one bush near vegetables. So b'shamay asepukim esav kelu v'havdi hacha l'chumra, hacha l'chumra. They say l'chumra has a din of a tree, so the din of orla does apply. L'chumra has a din, the bush has a din like a vegetable, and the din of kilayim applies. And Beis Hillel say no, it's vadei a din of a tree. No sepukim esav kelu. Beis Hillel vadei has a din of a tree, and the vadei has a din of orla. It's not pitara sofik. And they say l'hokel, that there's no din of kilayim. You can plant a bush right next to vegetables. And because whatever the berries that grow on the bush are dinam ke eitz, and on trees, there's no iser of kilayim. It's not considered growing together. So we pass on like Beis Hillel, that a bush is dinam ke tree. They say bari pri eitz on the berries. The Magen Avraham has a minig that if the bush grows very low and it's level to the ground, the berries grow within 3 tefachim to the ground, there's a minig that they say bari pri adomim. But Mikar Adin should really be Bari Pi'etz. There is no such din. It's a meaning like that. That if it's lower to the ground, you say Bari Pi Hadamah. So Nachamos, what does the Gemara ask? How can you use Kodesh Hilulim, the plural, to tell you need a bracha before, Brichas Hanena before, and bracha achreina after you finish eating? Don't I need the two Hilulims? One tells me that there's an institution of Pidyon Neter Revai, that it lends itself to Pidyon. Hilulim, my darshan, is if it were written lechalel, to be poided. And the other halel, hilulim, means that you only observe the din of revai, the peris are osabano, the peris have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, the fourth year, only applies if it's grapes that grew on a vine, and the grapes are things that that you say shira. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Levim only sing shira when the Kohanim are pouring the wine. Ein amishira ela layayin. That's the Gemara's taina. How can you use the pasuk to tell me Birchas Hanen, and I need both Hilulim Sra Dedim? So the Gemara says, Deitma it's a machlekes, but the Kerem Revai or Neter Revai. But the whole Kerem Revai or Neter Revai. It says on the side of the Gemara, Ayin hate the Tesis Kiddushin base on the base, Iba Maschal Esrog. Anybody have a chance to look Ayin hate Teif? To look well into the Tesis and Kiddushin? Tesis and Kiddushin is bothered with the question. Hagadabia machlekes amaroim, Rabchia and Rabshimen Barebi. Amaroim. How can there be a machlekes amaroim whether the din of revai applies only, is restricted only to grapes, or it applies to all other trees? The Mishnah talks about the laws of revai applying to an esrog tree. An esrog tree is not a grapevine, so it's beferish that we're talking about other trees as well. So Tosfos has two opinions. So one opinion is that it's the Amoraim had a machlekes, it was a machlekes atanoim as well. And they said, we don't paskin like that Mishnah. The one who says, Dafke Kerem Rabai, holds that that's the minority opinion, and that's not accepted lalach. And all the other Mishnayis, the Girsu should always be Kerem Rabai, should never be Netter Rabai, should always be Kerem Rabai. The other opinion, Tosfos says, no, everybody agrees. All the Tanoim agree that Rabai applies to all fruits that grow on trees. The only machlekes is on the level of the raisa, whether the din of revai is restricted only to kerem, and it's only midir rabbanon that applies to all other trees, or no, it's minatara that applies to all trees. But bottom line, halacha lemaisa, everybody agrees that the din of revai does apply to all trees. The only machlekes is whether it's minatara midir rabbanon. That's quite enough kamina, the dina, whether the machlekes amaroim is halacha lemaisa, if you hold kerem revai, the din of revai doesn't apply at all to the other trees. Or no, halacha lemaisa does apply to all the trees. The machlekes says whether it's deraisa or derabbanan, but everybody agrees. So those are the two. That's ayin hate the Tosfos in Kiddushin. The first daf in Kiddushin, daf base on the base. So Tosfos has two opinions on that because the Mishnah, the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah that talks about the dinim of revai applying to an esrog tree. So you see that there is a Mishnah that it applies to other trees. So that's Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. Yeah. What does Tosfos say, Halacha Lamaisa? The Chumash only speaks about Kisavoyal Haaretz and the Taitim called Eitz Michael. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah has a din of Orlo and a din of Revai. What about Mchutz Loretz? So the Chumash doesn't say a word whether Orlo applies in Mchutz Loretz. So that's the Mishnah Kiddushin at the end of the first Perek. Mishnah says that all the mitzvahs that please Ba'aretz, all the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, with a few exceptions to the rule. So one of them is Orlo b'chutz l'aretz. Orlo b'chutz l'aretz. So Gemara there has a machlekes amaroim. Why is it an exception to the rule? So one opinion is that it's only midirabbanan, mihilchas bendina. The other opinion is no, that Orlo b'chutz l'aretz says halacha l'moshe misina. In Chumash it only says, only speaks about Orla Be'eretz Yisrael, Kisavoyal Ha'aretz, and a Taitim called Eitz Meichel. But the Halacha L'Moshe Misina applies it even to Chutz Loretz. Here Rashi on the next daf, on Lamed Vav, Amid Aleph, Rashi writes, Orla B'chutz Loretz, Midi Rei Sefer Mi, it's Midi Rabbanon. So Rashi about 20 lines from the bottom, maybe 18 lines from the bottom. Rashi Dibar Maschel, Orla B'chutz Loretz, and Lamed Vav, Amid Aleph. So that's the question. What motivated Rashi to take a stand over here? It's a machlokes in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, machlokes amaroim. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch assumed not like Rashi. Rambam and Shulchan Aruch assumed that Orla b'chutz l'aretz is halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not midirabbanan. So why does Rashi assume over here that it's midirabbanan? We'll have to see the Gemara. Maybe there was something in the Gemara that led Rashi to interpret that this Gemara is assuming that it's only midirabbanan. We'll have to see. So again, so this is the Gemara's kasha. How can the Braisa quote Rabbi Akiva, who learning out of the Kodesh Hilulim, that you have to say a bracha before and after eating food? Those are the double Hilulim. One halal before eating, one halal after eating. Don't you need the Hilulim, the double, the plural? One tells me that there's an institution of Pidyon or Hilul on Neter Ravai, and the other Hilulim tells me that the Din of Ravai only applies to grapevines. It doesn't apply to anything else. Yeah, that was the Gemara's kasha. So Tosis has a comment here. Well, the man did Tani Kerem Ravai. Tosis says, "V'ata Kaimulan the Ravai Noigap v'chutz lords." That's Tosis' shita. Tosis assumes like that. The Chaimufurish b'shiltas. They say that's what it says in the shiltas. Tosis in Kiddushin, based on the base, has a long arichas on this. That's Tosus is assuming like that based on the Goyim, that the din of, not only the din of Orla applies to Chutzlords, more just the Mishnah and Kiddushin, the end of the first paragraph only says that Orla applies to Chutzlords. The first 3 years, there's a din, either Midirabbanan or Halachal Moshe Messina, that Orla applies. Netter Ravai doesn't say. So Netter Ravai is a big machlek, is the Rambam disagrees with the Goyim. The Rambam quotes the Goyim, and he thinks that it's a Shigigas Hayroh. He thinks that they made a mistake. The Rambam every so often feels free to disagree with the Goyim. He can't disagree with the Gemara. Whatever the Gemara said, that's the din. But with Goyim, he feels free to disagree. So the Rambam holds that the din of Orla B'chutzlots only applies to Orla, only the first 3 years. There's no din of Neter Ravai B'chutzlots. And Tosfos is following the Goyim, and they write in Dibra Maschul L'Leman D'Toni. But Ato, Tosfos lives in France and Germany. Ato, now we live in Chutzlots. Kaimalan the Ravai Noik Af B'chutzlots, that's their shita, that's against the Rambam. So Tosfos says, but we have a rule, Kol HaMeikel B'Aretz Halacha K'Moisa B'chutzlots. That's what the Gemara has on the next daf. Gemara has about 13 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav and Aleph. The line begins with the word Kamashmalon. Then it says, Kol HaMeikel B'Aretz Halacha K'Moisa B'chutzlots. Whenever there's a machloikas in Hilchas, Orlo or Ravai or Meisers b'chutz lords. So even if you're machmer and eretz yisrael b'chutz lords, we're mekel. Kol mekel. If there's a machlekes and we say elu yeda divelikim chayim, it's a legitimate shita. Even though we wouldn't pass like that in eretz yisrael, but b'chutz lords we would be mekel. So that's what Tosfos says. There was a machlekes whether kerem Ravai or neter Ravai, whether the din of Ravai is restricted only to grapevines or it applies to all trees. So even though we are machmir in Eretz Yisrael, that the din of Ravai applies to all trees, even to an esrog tree, that's the first daf in Kiddushin, they quote the Mishnah. But in Chutz Lords, he could be mekel on Ravai. Kala mekel b'aretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz lords. So the din of Ravai only applies to kerem. Doesn't apply to netta, doesn't apply to other trees, only applies to the grapevines. The Balamor says the same. That Balamor that we looked at before, the Balamor says the same, but he goes even further. Then this Tosfos in other places goes, the Gemara has a machlekes. The Gemara in Saito, on the daf that Rashi quotes, Saito daf mem, Rabbi Kevega quotes the Rashi. So the one Tana there is of the opinion that the din of Ravai only applies in on grapevines if it has a certain formation. You have to have shtayim, keneged shtayim, you have to have minimum of 5 grapevines. You have to have 4 like in a square, and the fifth one at a distance. If you have less than 5, but you have a different formation, that's not called a kerem. It's a grapevine, but it's not called a kerem. You have to have a minimum of 5 in such a formation. So the Balamor says, not only what Tosfos says, that the din of Ravai only applies to grapevines, it only applies if you have a minimum of 5 with that formation. That's that Balamor. Which Perik? Perik Hamishi. Tosfos in other places quotes that. Perik Shishi. Not Perik Hamishi. Perik Shishi. Kevin Dika Detani Kerem Ravai, Dika Detani Neta, Naktina B'chutz Lords, Kedibra HaMekel B'Oretz, Ve'en Ravai Noig B'chol Netia, Ela bikerem belvat shtaim keneged shtaim v'achas yotze zonov. Only with that formation. Because there's one Tana who holds like that in Eretz Yisrael. So even though in Eretz Yisrael we don't paskin like that, in Eretz Yisrael we paskin that the din of Revi applies to all trees. But in Chutz La'aretz we're mekel, not only that it's restricted only to grapevines, like this says, restricted only if you have that formation. Because it's called a mekel b'aretz, if there's any sofik called the, since there was such a shita like that, and we say, Eilu v'yedah divilikim chayim, there was such an opinion, so we say, that's called a mekel b'aretz, halachah k'moisa b'chutz La'aretz. That's what Taisus says. So what do you do? Halacha l'maisa. The karma vibe is man hazeh. What do you do? So Taisus says you have to be poided. Let's say the karma vibe is worth hundreds of dollars. Karas are worth a fortune of money. So if it's man hazeh, why can't we eat it in Yerushalayim? Why does Taisus want to be poided? Why can't you bring the karma vibe to Yerushalayim and eat it? So the answer is you have to be tohar. You're not permitted to eat Maisa Shein in a state of Tumah. We say in Vidui Maisa, we say, Labi Atim Imen Vitome. I didn't consume the Maisa Shein in a state of Tumah. And the same din carries over to Neter Vai. So everybody today is Tumah. So you can't eat Maisa Shein because we're all Tumah. You can't eat the Neter Vai, the Maisa Shein, because the Neter Vai is probably also Tumah. If you rinsed it off, you touched it, so then it's probably also going to be Tumah. If you never rinsed it off, it never had Hechsher, then it won't be, if it's never hukshel l'kabel tumah, it won't be tummy. But if it was rinsed off and you touched it, so then the ma'is hashen in the neter vay will be tummy. And then the Gemara says further, you can't eat ma'is hashen in the neter vay because it's nom is be'ach bonoi. So whenever there's nom is be'ach, so you can't eat ma'is hashen in the neter vay. So that's why we can't eat it. So you have to be paided. You have to be paided. So Taisa says, you should be paid on a Shavuot Pruta. Why Shavuot Pruta? It's worth hundreds of dollars. Why should he be paid on a Shavuot Pruta? So that's the Gemara says, Hegdash of a month. Hegdash. If you have Hegdash, that's worth $100,000. Shechilo Shavuot Pruta, Mechulo, B'dievet. If you paid the Hegdash, Hegdash is worth money, $100,000, and you paid it on a Shavuot Pruta, so B'dievet, it's Mechulo. L'chatchili, not allowed to cheat Hegdash. It's a pseudo de Hegdash, and not allowed to cheat Hegdash. Same thing, the Gemara says the reason why Hegdash Amana Shechilon Shabahutta Mechulo is because Eino Noah the Hegdash. So Din of Ainoa doesn't apply to Hegdash. So in Ainoa, the Rabban Chumash writes that there are two parts to Ainoa. There's an Isra Ainoa, you're not allowed to cheat in business, and then there's a penalty of Ainoa. If you cheated someone, you charged too much, so then sometimes we say Kono Omachzer Ainoa, sometimes we say the sale is valid, and you have to reimburse him the amount of money that you cheated him. And sometimes we say he can back out from the whole sale. The one who was cheated can back out from the whole sale. If it's Yesem Ishtus, the one who was cheated can back out completely. So the din of the penalty of Ainoa does not apply to Karka. But the Avera does apply. The Chumash describes when you sell Karka in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't overcharge, because when it comes Shnas HaYavo, you're going to get the Karka back. So you're only selling it, let's say it's halfway, it's already 25 years into Yovel. You only have another 25 years to go, then it's going to be Yovel, and you're going to get the field back. So if you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, you're only selling it for 25 years. You're not selling it forever, that's Mises. So the Chumash describes the din of Oinoa by Karka, Kisimker, Lamisecha, Losanu Isha Sochiv, Mimis Pashana Machar Yovel, Yimker. So it says in the Chumash that there is an Isra Oinoa on Karka. So how did the Tanoim read in between the lines? There's no din of Ainoa on Karka. So the Ramban says, on Chumash, means that there's no penalty of Ainoa by Karka. But the Yisr Ainoa there is. So the same as by Hegdash. There's a din of Ainoa, but the Hegdash, there is no din of Ainoa. I mean, you're allowed to cheat Hegdash? The Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to cheat Hegdash. But if you cheat a Hegdash, then there's no penalty of Ainoa. So b'di'evet, there's a din hegdash of a man, shechila al shavuot pruta mechulo. B'di'evet, if you cheat a hegdash. But then there's another gemara in the end of Erchin, where the gemara says, let's say somebody is magdish a building, and the building is worth millions of dollars. So no one can use the building. It was magdish it, so someone has to be paid to the building. What are you going to do with the money? There's no hegdash institution today. So you're going to be paid the building on millions of dollars. Then what are you going to do with the money? You're going to throw it away? You're going to destroy the money. It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, since Bizman Azed, there's no pseudah to Hegdish. Hegdish is not going to lose. If you'll be paid down a pruta, Hegdish is not going to gain if you give more. The Hegdish can't use your money today. So Bizman Azed, the Gemara says, we allow Lachatchila to be paid a Hegdish on a Shavar pruta. So that's what Tosis applied that. This never says in the Gemara. But Tosis applied it to Maisa Sheni. So that's what the Vilna Gaon writes in Yeridah, because Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya. There's a machlekes hatanoim in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, where the Maaseh Sheni is considered mama gavoy, mama and bailam. So it's a machlekes of Meir and a Chachamim. So usually we rarely pass him like Rav Meir. The Gemara says he was too sharp. He used to give svaris, he could explain all the logical possibilities. And the Gemara says the Talmidim didn't stay too long by Rav Meir, because in the days of the Tanoim, Talmidim wanted to hear bottom line, what's the psak halacha l'maaseh. So Rav Meir gave svaris. He explained how you can say like this, you can say fakir. He gave all the logical possibilities. The Gemara says that they didn't stay too long by Rav Meir. They always switched out of his shir and they went to the other Tanaim. So the next generation, when they were voting, so the majority usually didn't follow Rav Meir. This is one of the rare cases where we pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya. So Tosfos holds that since Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya, so it has a din like Hegdish when it gets to the din of Einor. So Bizman Azeh, we would permit you lechatchila to cheat the Maaseh Sheni and the Netta Revai, just like we allow you Bizman Azeh to cheat the Hegdish, because they don't know the Hegdish, it's not din of Einor. So Bizman Azeh, the same is true regarding Maaseh Sheni and Netta Revai. The institution of Maaseh Sheni is not going to gain anything if you're going to give hundreds of thousands of dollars, let's say in Eretz Yisrael. The Mafresh Maaseh Sheni every year, there's thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Maaseh Sheni. They're going to be Mafresh, that amount of money to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni, what are they going to do with it? Going to destroy it? So Maaseh Sheni is not gaining anything. So we even allow the Chatchila to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni on a Pruta. You don't have to give the Shavias. So Tosfos had that Chiddush, just like the Gemara says by Hegdish, Bizman Azeh, we allow you to be paid on a Shavar Pruta. The same carries over to Maaseh Sheni and to Netta Revai. Then what do you do with the Pruta that you gave to be paid in the Netta Revai? So you have to be shocho, you have to grind up the coin. Umatilo lenohar, you have to throw it in the river so nobody should get any hanoah from it. Today you can take a coin and you can dissolve it in an acid. If you put it in an acid, after a minute or two, it's going to disappear. It's against the law to destroy American money, but you got no choice. Because the din of beer, when it comes Pesach of the 4th year, Pesach of the 7th year, you have to dispose of all of the Maaseh Sheni and Netta Revai money that you have. So you have no choice. You have to destroy. On this Tosfos, Rabbi Kivega has a kasha, and the Achrenim have more kashas. Rabbi Kivega has a kasha, why Tosfos says that you pay the an a shavar pruta. The Gemara has a din. There's a Gemara in Bechoris on Daf Nun Aleph, that in Kol HaTarakulo, shavar kesef is kekesef. Let's say when people get married, Bizman Azeh, say you mekadosh an isha bekesef. But if you don't give cash, we give a ring. So we say shavar kesef is din a kekesef. And they call it tarkula. That's like when you do pigyon ben, you don't have to give cash. You can give shavah kesef. You can give anything that's worth the 5 sloim. Shavah kesef is kikesef with 3 exceptions to the rule. The Gemara has. So one of the 3 exceptions to the rule is pigyon maaseh sheni, that you need davke kesef sheyesh olav tzura. Tzata kesef biyadecha, that you need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. So that's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. How can Tosfos made a slip over here? Tosfos says you're paid the Netta Revai on a Shavar Pruta. Not on a Shavar Pruta. Shavar Pruta sounds like it's a commodity that's worth a Shavar Pruta. You can't be paid in Maaseh Sheni Netta Revai on commodities. You need Dafke Tiva. Everything in the world is divided into 2 categories. That's the Gemara, the first Daf in Perek HaZohar. Either Tiva or Pera. Pera means commodities and Tiva means Matbea, cash. So the Halacha says that for Pinyin Maaseh Sheni Netta Revai, you need dafke kesef. For pidyon hegdish, you don't need dafke kesef. You can be paid a hegdish on shavah kesef. But for pidyon maaseh sheni, pidyon neta revai, it's a pasuk. Tzarta kesef biyadecha, you need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. So that's one kasha that Rabbi Kivega asks on the Tosfos. Then there's another kasha they're quoting from the Shiltis. So the Shiltis is a Sefer Halacha Lemaisa. Shiltis is supposed to tell you how to do the pidyon at the revive, Bizman Hazeh. So he forgot to say that you recited Bracha, Shekadishana b'mitzvah Sevet Sivano, al pidyon, al chilul neta, al pidyon at the revive. How come he forgot to say the Bracha? Normally you say Bracha. Then the third kasha is that if you pay the your own at the revive, that's what it sounds like, the farmer has his own at the revive, so he's supposed to be Moisiv Chaimesh. Whatever you're giving for the Karen, you have to give another 25%. So if you're giving a pruta for the Karen, then you have to give a quarter of a pruta for the Chaimesh. After you give it, it'll be, let's say, if you give a nickel, so you give 4 pennies for the Karen, and the 5th penny is the Chaimesh. Chaimesh is altogether, it's 5 pennies. So Chaimesh by us, we would call Chaimesh 25%. Chumash calls it Chaimesh because when you give the 5 pennies, so the extra penny, the Chaimesh, is 1/5 of the sum total of the 5. Yeah. So Taisus quoting the Shilta, so Shilta forgot to say a bracha, and he forgot to say you should be most of a Chaimesh. The Gemara says, but yeah, but the Chaimesh is not Miyakev. When you pay the Hegdash, or you pay the Net Revai, or pay the Maisel Sheni, the Tosefus Chaimesh is not Miyakev, but Chatchid is supposed to give Chaimesh. So how come the Shilta slept out the Tosefus Chaimesh? So these are the three kashas that the Mefarshim ask on this Tosefus. The Tosefus themselves had a kasha before, and the Dimra Maschal Achle, Behoder Achle, Tosefus has another kasha. Why do you need a Pasuk, Hilulim, Yidavshan, as if it were written Hilulim, to teach you that Net Revai lends itself to Pidyon? Wouldn't I know that it lends itself to Pidyon because there is a Gzera Shavu Kodesh Kodesh, Nimaisa Sheni? Here it says, the pears that grow in the 4th year are Kodesh Hilulim Lem. And the Chumash at the end of, all the way at the end of B'chuk Kaisai, says, V'chamaisa Oretz, Mezera Oretz, B'priya Oretz, Kodesh Lashem. It refers to Maisa Sheni as Kodesh. So Maisa Sheni and that the Revai are connected with the Gzera Shavu Kodesh Kodesh. And Maisa Sheni, it says, that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And Kirchav Kimecha Malkin Kilo Suchla Seiso, Ki Varecha Hashem Alakecha, so it says, Tzarta Kesa Biadecha, that the Maisa Sheni lends itself to Pidyon. You have to be Maisa Chomish, that all the Dinim of Pidyon Maisa Sheni should carry over to Pidyon at the Revai. So what did you need? Another pasuk, Hilulim, Achle, Bohader Achle, that you can be paid and at the Revai. I would know all of that based on the Gzera Shavu Kodesh Kodesh. That was Tosefus Kash. So Tosefus gave answers. Tosefus gave answers on that. So the Netziv has a commentary. Netziv, when he was a teenager, wrote a whole commentary on the Shiltas. So on this Shiltas, Simen Kuf, and Parshas Kedoshim, the Shiltas are Tosefus quotes. And Dibra Maschel, Ulamad the Tani Kerem Revai, and that Shilta, so the Netziv comes, he has one shtickel Torah to answer all the 4 kashas. To answer Taisa's kasha, why do you need a new pasuk over here? That the Revai lends itself to Binyan, I would have known that based on the Gzera Shavu of Kodesh Kodesh. And the 3 kashas against the Shiltas, why the Shiltas forgot to mention that you say a bracha? Why the Shilta says you can be paid on a Shavu Pruta? Don't you need Dafka Pruta? And why the Shiltas forgot to mention Tosefus Chaimesh? L'chatchili is supposed to be Moisiv Chaimesh. So the Netziv has a fantastic shtikl Torah. He says, Hedot Zvei Dinim. The Netziv's granddaughter married Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And it was a totally different style of learning. And he appointed Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, his grandson by marriage, he appointed him as Koresh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva. So 3 days a week, the Netziv said the Shir. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the Netziv said the Shir and Gemara. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Rav Chaim said the Shir. And Shabbos, they chazed. They learned approximately a blat Gemara every day. And Shabbos, they chazed. So some of the Talmidim only went to the Netziv Shir. They didn't like Rav Chaim. Rav Kook, he didn't like Rav Chaim Shir. It's a new style. A different style. Rav Shimon Shkop was interested in retiring. He didn't see any future for the Jews in Europe. So he sent a letter to Merkaz Harav. He wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael to give Shurim there. So they said, no, thank you. They're not interested in Rav Shimon Shkop's style of Shurim. They felt that the Rav Shimon and Rav Chaim had this newfangled style of learning. And Rav Kook felt that Rav Kook learned by the Netziv. He didn't like Rav Chaim's style. He felt that the Netziv was closer to the Groz Derech Halim, the old style of learning. So the Brothers only attended it in Tziv Shem, they didn't attend Rav Chaim. The others only attended Rav Chaim Shir, they didn't attend it in Tziv Shem. They were so different from each other. I don't know how anybody attended both. I think one third of the student body did attend both Shurim. Such a difference between the two. So they say that they have on one occasion, Rav Chaim felt bad why some of the boys were boycotting the Tziv Shir. So on one occasion he said over a whole fantastic Shir, so Dot Svei Dinim. And then after he finished all the Shir, he said the whole thing is from the Netziv. I don't know, the only piece that I know from the Netziv that's Rav Chaim style is this one. This Netziv on Parshas Kedoshim, Simen Kuf, this is mamash like Rav Chaim style. He has four kashas, and he parem has four kashas with one big teretz. That's the Dot Svei Dinim, the two dinim opinion that the Revai and Maaseh Sheni. There's one din pidyon shel mitzvah. If you have Maaseh Sheni and that the Revai, that it's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, then if you don't want to bring it because you live too far and it's going to be too expensive to transport it, so then it's a mitzvah to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni and that the Revai. So since it's a mitzvah, so then you say a bracha before you paid it. And then the Torah requires davke kesef sheyeshol of tzura. It can't be paid on a shavu kesef. And then since it's a mitzvah, it's a shach to say, there's a mitzvah lachatchila to do it like this. And b'di'eved, it's shach to say, Tosfos writes in different places that lachatchila and b'di'eved only makes sense on the level of the raisa in a mitzvah. If you have a matir, it doesn't make sense to say lachatchila. Lachatchila, it's awesome, but the evidence on the level of the Rabbanon, you have a lot of times like that. Let's say you have a treifa pot that hasn't been used for treifas in the last 24 hours. So lachatchila, you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a treifa pot. But the evidence, if you cooked after 24 hours, it's a cliche in a binyoma, so it's nice and tam lagam, so it doesn't make treif the kosher food. So that's only a din mid the Rabbanon. You don't have a din lachatchila, something is awesome, but the evidence, you don't have such a din on the level of the Raisa. That's a dead giveaway that it's only the Rabban. Tosfos says, if you have a mitzvah, so then you have to say, l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is like this, and b'di'evit, if you did the mitzvah without all the details, and b'di'evit, you yotze the mitzvah without that. Let's say you're supposed to have tchelis with lovin when you have tzitzis, and b'di'evit, the tchelis is not miyakev, so if you only have the lovin, you yotze the mitzvah in an incomplete form. Or l'chatchila, you have a mitzvah to korban chatas, to do zrika, and Dalit Karnas Hamizbech and B'di'evit, the Mishnah Paskins like Beis Hillel. If you did one Zrika B'di'evit Yoytze in an incomplete fashion, many mitzvahs like that. L'chatchila should have been done B'shleimusa like this. And B'di'evit, if you did it like that, Yoytze. See, here also, there is a din L'chatchila when you put in Maaseh Sheni Neter Revai. L'chatchila is supposed to be Maaseh B'chaimish, but B'di'evit, it's not Miyakev. So it only makes sense when the institution of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni Neter Revai is done as a mitzvah. If you're fulfilling a mitzvah by being paid in Maaseh Sheni Neter Revai, so then you can say lachatchila the mitzvah b'shleimus requires you should be paid with Tosefes Chaimesh, and b'di'evit the Chaimesh is not miyakev. But sometimes in here in Neter Revai b'chutz l'aretz, that's what the Netziv says. Neter Revai b'chutz l'aretz, it only has the isurim. It's not a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim, you need a pidyon hamatir. But this is not a pidyon shel mitzvah. So he said, that's why in Neter Revai and Chutz Laretz, you don't say a bracha when you do the pidyon, because the pidyon is only a pidyon hamatir, and you don't need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. That requirement, the tzata kesef, kesef sheyesh olav tzura, only applies when it's a pidyon shel mitzvah, and you don't have to be maisiv chaymish, because the sef is chaymish, it's just lachatchila, it's not miyake b'di'evid. So that the whole institution of the sef is chaymish only makes sense when it's a pidyon shel mitzvah, when it's a pidyon hamatir, you don't even require in the first place Tosefes Chaimish. So that's what Tosfos is quoting from the Shiltas, that Neter Revai b'chutz l'aretz doesn't have mitzvah. There are no mitzvahs al kleis baretz and chutz l'aretz. All you have some of the isurim apply, but mitzvahs al kleis baretz, the mitzvah says it don't apply. Yeah, but here you're learning it out from a pasuk. Here you're learning out kodesh ilulam achle v'hoder achle. Where do you have Orla b'chutz l'aretz is halacha l'moshe misinah. So how can you say that you have a pasuk that tells you that there's an institution of pidyon hamatir? You have a pasuk that tells you there's a pidyon, another din pidyon hamatir. But if the whole pidyon hamatir is only relevant for orla b'chutz l'aretz, that's halacha l'moshe misinah. How can you have a pasuk telling you what the din is halacha l'moshe misinah? So the Netziv has to find something other than Orla b'chutz l'aretz, other than Revai b'chutz l'aretz. So he dug up Ashita Mukubetza. Netziv was known as a fantastic Baki. Rabbana from all over Europe used to come to Esna and Netziv Mar Mekaymas, the keys. So he's a fantastic Baki. So he dug up Ashita Mukubetza in Perek HaZohar, where the Ashita Mukubetza says that if you have my susheni she'ein bo shaber pruta, there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it chutz Yerushalayim, but it's only a pidyon hamatir. So that's Torah shebichsav already. That's my susheni not to revive that grew in Eretz Yisrael, but it's so insignificant. It's not a shaber pruta. If it's not a shaber pruta, so then the pidyon is only pidyon hamatir. It's not a pidyon shel mitzvah. That's what he quotes. So that you have on the level of the Raisa, you have such a din, a pinyan hamata. So that's the pinyan hamata. That's what applies to the netter of vay b'chutz l'aretz. So this is a fantastic shtikol Torah that the Netziv has. My guess is that that's probably the one that the Rav Chaim said over. They quote Rav Chaim once said over a whole maroche from the Netziv, and the people were ooing and eyeing, and then he said it's from the Netziv sefer.
The Rambam says that this man has an Eretz Yisrael.
The Rambam says that Bizman is that you can be paid on a Shavuot Pruta. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
The Rambam, the Rashash quotes, the Rambam has a different thing. There's Pidyon Maisa Shene, then there's Chilo. So Pidyon is if I live in, I have a farm, I transfer the Kedusha from the Maisa Shene onto money. Then I take the money to Yerushalayim, and then I buy a salami sandwich. And it's at that case, by Boko Vatsana, by Yayin, by Sheikhar. I buy a bottle of beer, Sheikhar means wine, and a salami sandwich. So that, I say two brachas. When I pay the Maisheheni onto money, I say a bracha, I'll pay my Maisheheni. Then when I come to Yerushalayim, and they have stores where they sell food that's tohar, I say, I have my Maisheheni money, I want to buy some salami sandwich with a bottle of wine. So then I say another bracha when I pay for it. So the Rambam's opinion is that you can do chilul without first doing pidyon. You don't have to first be paid onto money and then take the money to do the chilul. You can take the ma'aser sheni. Let's say I have 5 million oranges. I'm going to eat 5 million oranges. I'll get diarrhea. I can't eat so many oranges. I can't give. There aren't enough people to eat so many oranges. I'm not going to eat so many oranges. So I want to eat salami sandwiches. So let's say I have a freezer. I have a farm. I have a freezer. I have 1,000 salami sandwiches. So I do directly the chilul, the pinyon and the chilul, all by basachas. I take the kedushas maaser sheni, and I say, instead of the peiros bringing so many billion oranges to Yerushalayim, I'm going to bring all of the salami sandwiches to Yerushalayim. Again, people to eat it, b'kedusha v'tahara. So that's what the Rambam says. You can do chilul directly. But the pidyon, the Gemara said before, you can't do pidyon on shavah kesef. When you do the second stage, if you do the pidyon on the kesef, then you do the chilul onto the food. Then you say another bracha. So the Rambam holds, you don't have to do first pidyon. And then chilul, you can do chilul directly. And the Rabbit argues, he says, no, in the Chumash you have to first do Pidyon, and then you do the Chilo. Then you switch. I think that's the Rambam and the Rabbit. I think that's what you're referring to, right? But that's a din of Chilo. That's a din. The Rambam holds, you can do Chilo directly from Eris onto the salami sandwich. You have to do first the Pidyon and the Chilo. Yeah. So that was the Gemara's discussion here. How can you learn out even as an Asmachna? How can you learn out from the hilulim, from the double hilul, that you have to say a bracha before and after eating the netter revai? Don't I need the both hilulim for two different things? One is I need chilul, achle b'hadar achle. First you have to, that it lends itself to pidyon. The netter revai lends itself to pidyon. I need a pasuk. That's Tosfos Kashya. Why do you need a pasuk? You have a gzeirah shavah kodesh kodesh, linking up ma'aser sheni with netter revai. But ma'aser sheni, it says that there's an institution opinion. So all the dinim of Maaser Sheni carry over to Netter Revai. So why should he need another pasuk? That was Tosfos Kashya. So that's when Netziv gave his whole fantastic teretz. You need two dinim opinion. One is opinion shal mitzvah, one opinion amater. And sometimes you only have a pidyon amata, you don't have a pidyon shel mitzvah. Fine. So that was one chilulim, is chilulim achle v'hoder achle. And the other one tells me, Einam imshira el alayayin is the pasuk in Shoftim. Hadalti estiroshi hamsameach alakim. And this pasuk, hilulim, tells you that the din of Revai, according to Rashi and Soit, even the din of Orlo. And not according to Rashi, Pashup Shah, according to the Balamor, and the Rav Rishonim, that the din of Neter Revai only applies to Kerem. Only applies to Kerem. Din of Orlo applies to everything. So the Gemara says, Ho Nicha. This is a good mocher. This is Nicha. You learn that from the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulim. This is Nicha Laman Detani Neter Revai. If you all Neter Revai, so you don't need another Hilulim to tell you that the din of Revai only applies if it's a grapevine. The din is not true. The din of Revai applies to Aneta, any tree. Ela Laman Tani Kerem Revai, Maikel Ameima. But if you all that the din of Revai is restricted only to Kerem, so that's learned out from the fact that it says Hilulim Lahalel. You only observe Revai on such a fruit that you would praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Mishira El Alalayayin. So that's how you know that that the din of Revai is restricted only to a grapevine. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So then the Gemara says, well, there's a way to answer it. Ulaman Detani Kerem Revai, also there's a way to answer. Hanicha, maybe he learns it out from a different mocker, that the din of Revai only applies to Kerem, only applies to grapevines, doesn't apply to other trees. There was a suggestion that is based on Gzera Shova. So that's what the Gemara says. On the Mandatoni, Kerem Revai, and even according to that opinion, that the din of Revai is restricted only to grapevines, Ha-Nicha is still Nicha, that you can learn out Birchas Hanena from here. Yalav Gzera Shova, if you establish that the din of Revai is restricted only to grapevines based on Gzera Shova, then the Hilulim is Meyuter. So you can say, it goes on saying, Abichas Hanen. Tanya, Rabbi Yomer, Namakan Lahos Lahem Tvuasoi, it says you shouldn't eat the pears the first 3 years. Or, Osabachi Lahosmano. Then it says the fourth year is net to revive. And then, if you'll observe these dinim, Lahos Lahem Tvuasoi, this will be a blessing. If you observe the mitzvah Satara, everything will grow well. So here it says the word Tvuasa, and there there's a pasuk of Tvuasa Karem, Samala Halon Kerem, Afkan Kerem. So if you hold that the din of Revai is restricted only to grapevine based on Gzera Shava, then we're okay. Then Iyata Lechad Hilul Libracha. One of the two Hilulims, I need one for Hilul to tell me that there exists an institution of Pinyan Neter Revai, and one Hilul is to tell me that you say Brichas Anana before. However, the lo yalav gzera shava, but if you don't hold from the gzera shava of Rebbe, tvoasai, so then the Gemara says, so bracha minoli, how do you know that they, so you need this pasuk, hilulim, to tell you that it's that the din of Revai is restricted only to grapevines. So the Gemara says, bracha minoli, how do you know that you have to say brichas hanenin? There's no mocker. Then the Gemara says, further, vina mi yalav gzera shava, even if you hold from tvoasai. So you don't really need the word hilul. One of the two hilulim is miyuter. So you can darshan that you say brocha birchas hanene before. Hashkan le'acharav. You only have one hilul. We said before it says hilulim in the plural. So one hilul goes on the brocha shalafaneha, the birchas hanene before you eat the food, and one hilul goes on the brocha that you say after you finish eating it. If you only have one hilul, because one of them is used up for hilulim, achle b'hader achle, so the Gemara says, if you only have one hilul, so mistaber that it goes on the bracha shel achreha, not on the bracha shel lefena, like birchas hamazon. V'chalta v'sabata v'raftas Hashem alakecho. So mistaber goes like over there, bracha after. Hashkan le'achra, b'fon of minayin. How do you know you said bracha beforehand? Because you used up one of the two hilulims. So the Gemara says, holo kashi, that's not so difficult. Asi v'kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Madach kishu savea mevarech, after he already finished eating the food, he's no longer hungry. So still the Torah says he has to say bracha shalach reha kishu roi lo kolshken, when he's starving and he wants to eat the food, he's going to be more appreciative before he eats the food. So isn't it a kavachamah that he has to say bracha? So the Gemara says, but still it doesn't really establish that you have to say birchas hanenin on every single food. Hashkohan kerem, all you see is that you have to say bracha when you eat grapes, so you're drinking wine. Shaminai, and how do you know that you have to say a bracha when you eat fish, when you eat vegetables, when you eat meat? But what about other things other than kerem? So the Gemara says the yalef mi kerem, amam atzina from kerem. Ma kerem davish enene v'tom bracha, I've called davish enene v'tom bracha. It's a svara, just like by kerem. For the Gemara, no, ikan lemifrach, but there's a pircha. Maybe kerem has a chumra that you have to say a bracha because it has another chumra. Malakam shein chai ba'olalois. Since it has another requirement, it has a chumra that it has to, you have to give matnas aniyim. So maybe it has another chumra. Maybe it has this chumra that you have to say a bracha. But other foods, but there's no chiyuv to give matnas aniyim, no obligation to give olalos, peret and olalos, and maybe there there's no obligation to recite birchas hananim. Mora says, no, kama tochiach. That's an ishken taina. What do you mean kama tochiach? Kama means the wheat that grows. How do you say you have to say a bracha when you have koma? Because it says, V'echalta v'savata v'erachta v'sashem alakecha, all the words are teva. Rashi quotes. The Chumash describes Eretz Chita Sarah Gefen and Tein of Riman, Eretz Eishem and Advash, Eretz Eshelev and Miskenes Tachal Balechem, V'echalta v'savata v'erachta v'sashem alakecha. So for sure it goes on Eretz Eshelev and Miskenes Tachal Balechem, you have to recite Birchas Hamazon after you finish eating bread. Does it also go back on the Eretz Chita Sarah Gefen and Tein of Riman? So the Gemara says a little bit. You don't have to say the whole long version of the Birchas Hamazon. You say Mayen Shalosh. So that's a question, that if you eat bread, you have to really say the whole Birchas Hamazon with three different brachas Minat Torah. Well, you have to have all the themes, and Minatari can put all the themes in one bracha. So that we had a Tosus earlier. Where was that Tosus? The Tosus said that Tosus thought that Minatari. Here, the Tosus Tezainam et Aleph. The bottom Tosus was Tezainam. Chosem Birchas Ha'oretz. The Tosus holds Minatari, you have to say three different brachas. And Birchas Hamazon. The Rashba disagreed with Tosfos. He says, who says you have to say three brachas? But Tosfos holds like that. In the Torah you have to say three separate brachas, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the food, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the giving us Eretz Yisrael, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave us Yerushalayim, both as the capital of Eretz Yisrael and as the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Gemara says, V'chalta v'savata v'rachta goes in a fuller sense on bread. Eretz Yisrael Miskenes Tachal Balechem, you got to say three brachas. And on Chita Sarah Gefen and Tein Avrim and Eretz Yisrael and Advash, you have to say thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the short form. There's a Svara Sam Rishonim hold that that's also their Isa. They ain't Sholosh. The bridged form of the Birchas Hamazon is also their Isa. If you all like the Rashba, that Birchas Hamazon doesn't really require that there are three different brachas, they can say that by Shivas Aminim, but the other Shivas Aminim, you can say the four short form, and Birchas Hamazon over bread, you have to say the long form. And Birchas Hamazon Menat Torah also, you can say the short form. You have to say that Me'en Shalosh is only the Rabbanan. That's a Machlokes HaRishayim. That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether if you ate Kidei Sviya, if a person is hungry, and he eats so many grapes, or so many olives, or so many pomegranates, that now he's not hungry anymore, he ate Kidei Sviya from it. The benching is only the rice if you ate bread kedei sviya. So the ala gefen, ala eitz v'apira, it's only going to be the rice if you ate kedei sviya. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, 2 days in the Rishon. If you hold like Tosfos, then there's room to say that Me'en Shalosh is also the rice. If you hold like the Rashba, that for bread you can minatari, you can say one bracha. So you can't say that that Me'en Shalosh is also the rice. Okay. So I will have to stop here. We have to run to David Mincha. So again, tomorrow is an exception to the rule. Ready, the first day of school. There's already an exception to the rule. Tomorrow Shir is going to be, what do we make up? 10:30? 10:30, believe me. Okay. We'll continue. Who says? Yeah. That's a problem. How can it be in the rest? What's the chiluk between Mechem and the others? Lechem, the rice, the whole family, the rice,
I don't know the title. Radic, what's your name?